Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is a John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening. As well, listen, the Atlanta Hawks, besides just the offseason, we may have some scrubbing of social media going on around these parts. So let's head out to the waitforit.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Pat Benson. Covers sneakers for Fan Nation, covers the Atlanta Hawks as well. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Pat_Benson_Jr. Pat, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes, man. Thanks for jumping on the show with us.
As always, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, John.
So, you know, what do we make of this sneaker scrubbing and, you know, all these things about, you know, everything Atlanta Hawks related has been scrubbed off of Trae Young? I mean, anything to read here, or, you know, is it just a whole lot of nothingness?
Yeah, so I think for everybody else who may not be as plugged in as you and me, as much as we are, so basically Trae Young, he updated his social media account, and it just basically promotes his update, his unreleased sneaker, his third signature sneaker with Adidas. However, what you're referring to as scrubbed is there's no more reference to the Atlanta Hawks. And I think this one is maybe a little bit overblown just because Trae Young, he messes with his social media accounts a lot. I don't think he's signaling anything to us that he's wanting out or requesting a trade or anything like that. I think a Twitter, a few different, you know, social media accounts, not to pin this on anybody, kind of took it and ran with it, and now it's become this story. So I'm not ready to signal the alarm yet.
More importantly, what did you think about Trae Young's comments? Let's start with the Nate McMillan comments about how good of friends they were and it was hard and this, that, and the other. While I understand that they were not going to just, you know, have a fist fight in the locker room or in the hallway, you know, look, there, where there's smoke, there's fire. And there was angst between those two. And, you know, again, I definitely think that there was a philosophical difference in some things. But what did you make about his comments when he talked about Nate McMillan?
Yeah, so I thought the whole thing was interesting. On the day of game one of the NBA Finals, Trae put out the first episode of his podcast. And as expected, he was pretty diplomatic when it came to discussing his former coaches, especially Nate McMillan. And to your larger point, I think Trae is going to have to be, you know, really careful, you know, and he will be careful not to say the wrong things on those podcasts. But yeah, I mean, nobody's buying that. We know that they had that big falling out during a morning shoot around. I want to say it was in November, December. It was back during the fall. And Trae didn't even come to the arena that night. And it really made McMillan look bad. The team ended up winning anyway, despite Young's absence. So, yeah, I mean, we know that they did not always get along, and that's okay. That's normal. That's part of the NBA. Coaches and players don't always get along, but I don't think anybody's buying that they're, you know, that they were great friends. I'm sure they're still cordial if they ever cross paths, but that coaching change does not take place without Trae's stamp of approval.
Right.
So I don't think anybody's buying that.
Pat Benson covering the Hawks for SI.com, joining me here on the waitfor.com hotline. The other part of the comment that I thought was very interesting is talking about Quinn Snyder and the idea of, and we've heard this from Trae and some other players, the idea of shooting more threes. Now, Pat, they were 21st in the NBA in three-point shooting. And I say that because, you know, when you saw this team at times, I mean, it wasn't just Trae Young. I mean, they were a – look, John Collins was a very poor three-point shooter this year. And the idea of that that Quinn Snyder wants them to shoot more threes, I mean, I understand some of the philosophy behind it, but I'm not sure that in a practical sense it makes a lot of sense for the Hawks to do that.
As the roster is constructed, you're exactly right. Right now, they're not the best three-point shooting team, but I think significant changes are coming this offseason. It's Landry Fields and Kyle Korver's first full offseason as the head of front office. It's Quinn Snyder's first full offseason as head coach. So no doubt they're going to remake the team to make it more, you know, just to add some outside shooters. I think they overcorrected last year, last summer, because defense was such an issue. They were one of the top 2-3-point shooting teams in the 21-22 season, but then they overcorrected the following offseason, most notably with the terrible Kevin Huerter trade. You know, we won't go into that one. So now I guess they're going to try to add some outside shooters. And you're right. Right now, they don't need to be shooting a lot of threes. But hopefully after shuffling the roster around a little bit, they'll be able to compete, because it's obviously a three-point shooting league.
Pat, I'm all on the Jaylen Brown train, and I want to do whatever they have to do to try to find a way to bring him in. But aside from a Jaylen Brown, is there a player or two that you think the Hawks could be in the mix for in a trade scenario? I mean, obviously, if they're going to look to change this thing up, they're going to have to trade some players because, again, there's no free agents by and large. I mean, other than, a couple of, vagabonds, but, I mean, there's no real free agents on this team. So it's going to have to be through trade. Is there a guy or two that you've identified that you think could be a good fit for this team?
I think it's been quiet so far. I haven't heard any tangible reports involving the Hawks. I think the Jaylen Brown stuff is kind of a meme at this point. It's still a bit of a joke. And like you said, it's going to require packaging together multiple players to put together any kind of real offer if they're looking to bring back a star player. And right now, there's just no indication that that's the case. But you know what? The good news is we'll get an answer in 16 days, or at least we'll get a preliminary answer, because the NBA draft is on June 22nd, and that will be the very first moves of the offseason. So they're going to have to tip their hand a little bit, because we're going to get an idea, what they do with their draft picks, whether they draft them, whether they trade them. We'll start getting an idea in just over 2 weeks.
With the fact that, again, most of your team is under contract, with that 15th pick, I understand the idea of best available player, but doesn't that feel like a pick that is immediately going to report to College Park? Isn't that a guy who you draft and you stash him down in the G League? Because I just don't see how a rookie is really going to get any minutes that would be worthwhile versus having a guy playing every night down in the G League for College Park.
Yeah, I mean, historically speaking, you're right. I think A.J. Griffin really surpassed those expectations. Nobody was expecting him to play or play as well as he did this season. But you're right. Usually, most of the time, if you're in the middle of the first round, you're taking on a project more than a prospect. So, I think they could use the chief contract, though. Right now, without doing anything, without making any moves, the Hawks are already $8 million over the luxury tax, and they've got to find a way to improve the roster anyway. So that's why all eyes are on this NBA draft, because we're going to get an idea of what they plan to do. And I think it makes sense to draft a player, try to develop him, and just benefit from having a cheap contract at the end of the bench.
What'd you think about the hiring of a Brittany Donaldson? She becomes the first female coach in Atlanta Hawks history, and going to do a lot of things with analytics, and obviously she's got that kind of background. What'd you think about that hire?
Very impressive. She has a very impressive resume. She's only 30 years old. I'm 33, so immediately, when you hear a coach being hired that's younger than you, you have to reevaluate what you're doing with your life, because she's really got a resume, and I think she's going to be great. Super analytical and very well-versed in player development, so I think she's going to be an excellent addition to Snyder's staff, which is really, really bulked up when you look at the different pieces like Mike Bray that he's added. So, yeah, I'm excited about everybody Snyder's added to to his coaching staff.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that. I mean, you know, there's been some interesting folks that have been part of this staff. I mean, you know, Mike Bray, I think what Antonio Lang is here now. I mean, Brittany Donaldson. I mean, there are some very interesting pieces, and maybe, you know, some people that are, I don't know how to say this. I mean, retreads or things like that. I mean, but,
yeah.
You know, but I think that there's a eclectic mix, let's say, of guys and girls that are on this staff right now for him.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of different demographics, different ages, different backgrounds. I think that would be great. I think one thing about McMillan's staff is, although they were definitely, they have plenty of experience, a lot of them, like you said, were kind of retreads, you know, some veteran coaches who have been around for a while. And it seems like this new coaching staff has a good mix of young blood, young talent, and as well as some older, wiser coaches, more experienced. So I have full faith in Snyder and the new front office. They know what they're doing.
You know, it's it was interesting because we got, I don't know, not too long after the Nate McMillan firing and when Quinn Snyder was, you know, being hired, we got all the press conferences from Tony Ressler. And when I say press conferences, the media rounds and things like that. But it's been very quiet, and I understand that he wants his guys to do things. But I do think that I think going into this off season, I do think that there has to be some clarification about the direction we're going to go. To your point, they're $9 million over. They're $9 million into the luxury tax as is, just standing pat, and. Again, am I going to have to wait for moves to see whether or not they're going to stay in the luxury tax, or you know what I mean? I think that there are some things that Tony Ressler would do himself well to give some Hawks fans more faith and confidence about the direction of what the franchise is going to have.
You're right. That's an interesting observation. We haven't heard from Tony Ressler for a while. I think he felt kind of burned, whether it was self-inflicted or however you want to look at it, after the coaching changes and the front office overhaul mid-season. I think he was tired of being the story himself. So since then, we really haven't heard from him. I remember last year after the season ended, he held a press conference, and that didn't happen this spring. So you're right. I think he wanted to take a step back, let Fields and Korver and Snyder, you know, be the face of the organization. But yeah, it would be nice to hear from the owner. We haven't heard from him in some time, and I don't see how they're going to avoid the luxury tax, to be honest. I don't think they're going to be able to do any more backflips or gymnastics to avoid it. I think it is happening. Now it's just a matter of trying to improve the roster.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. It's just sometimes you want to feel like you have the direction from the top, right? I mean, again, Landry, I mean, say what you want about Landry Fields or Kyle Korver or Quinn Snyder when it comes to personnel. If Tony Ressler ain't going to go in the luxury tax, Tony Ressler ain't going to the luxury tax. It ain't going to be Kyle Korver, or Landry Fields, or Quinn Snyder's decision. If he doesn't want to go in the luxury tax, they're going to do what they did with Herter last year and move on from that $64 million extension that he signed. So, you know, that's why I say that some, you know, again, leadership is one of those things that starts at the top and goes down. And it would feel like that it would give a lot more confidence to Hawks fans if you heard just even a little bit from the owner. Not talking about, you know, some of the things where, well, we're collaborative and we're communicative. Mm-hmm. No, concrete things, tangible things about, okay, we know we need to be in the luxury tax this year. Boom. You know, I mean, you say things like that, and you don't kind of dance around the idea of, well, we're collaborative and communicative. I mean, that's why I think that the owner could come out and just make Hawks fans feel better, because I have all of these questions that I would want to ask and say, okay, what's the direction of what we're going to do?
You know, at first I was skeptical because I was thinking, why do we really want to be lied to again? Because he's hinted at, you know, like you said, he's danced around the subject of the luxury tax before, and he's led us to believe before that he was willing to pay the luxury tax, and that didn't come to fruition. But you're right. I would like – you convinced me. I would like some concrete benchmarks. Like, yes, we are willing to go over the luxury tax. Our goal this year is to advance to the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. Yeah, as someone coming from the business world, he's a titan in the corporate world where – it's all very results driven. Yeah, I would love to hear some concrete benchmarks from Tony Ressler. That, I think that would help a lot of Hawks fans rest easy.
What do you think is the goal that Quinn Snyder and this team has to achieve for this year?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's less about Quinn Snyder at this point and more about Trae Young at this point, because Quinn Snyder's entering the second of a four or five year contract. So he's still, building something, whereas Trae Young, he's been the face of the franchise since 2018. And at this point, I think it's he needs to bounce back after a pretty rough individual season. It ended on a pretty high note individually for him, but I think this season's more about Trae Young and less about Quinn Snyder, and I think it's time to get out of the first round. Two straight first-round exits after the miraculous conference finals run. So, yeah, at this point, he's going to be 25 years old next season. This young core has been cooking together and been growing together for several years now. And it's time for them to, it's time to see what the final product looks like before they throw in the towel on this young core altogether.
Sneaker reporter for Fan Nation, also covers Atlanta Hawks, Pat Benson Jr. joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, @Pat_Benson_Jr. And Pat, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes tonight. As we'll be obviously talking through the off season here. It's going to be fun times, and we'll see what kind of big changes come through.
I can't wait. Keep up the great work.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.